Good morning, everyone. My name is Bin, and I'm a PhD student from Carnegie Mellon. And this presentation, my session is about our work on recently we've been called Personalized Privacy Assistant. And before starting my presentation, I want to ask you an ultimate question. So how many of you are Android users? Oh, great. And how many of you have been like configured or look at the permission screens shown here? Pretty nice. So if you have been done so, probably noticed that the Android apps keep on accessing a growing number of sensitive permissions, such as location, contact, and microphone like this. On average, you expect a user, common Android user, to install 95 applications on the device. And considering the huge amount of permission requests from those apps, it is virtually the number of permission toggles shown in the screen is virtually too much and not realistic for the user. And it's good that both Android and iOS provide permission controls for the users, but they just created a monster. It means those number of permissions are too much for users to handle. And this is not a temporary problem. There will be more, considering the new scenarios of mobile health, smart home, and Internet of Things. A lot of those techniques are designed to be controlled for privacy information on your smartphones. So how we solve this user burden problem? A natural idea would be providing recommendations to help users configure their permission settings. We are not the first one to look at this idea of showing recommendations. For example, PNP, done by Argoval et al., provide recommendations to iOS users based on majority votes. And all those solutions like proposed before are all one-size-fits-all solutions. In contrast, we have done a study in 2 years ago. We analyzed 4 million Android users' setting data. We found that users' preferences are quite diverse. They're not feeling the same way. It means that if we show one-size-fits-all recommendations, they're usually limited. And the recommendation is not mostly meaningful to the users. The good news is that even the users' preference on privacy settings are diverse. We can actually model those preferences and learn privacy profiles to help users configure many of those settings. And but this idea, we just proved the ideas by analyzing users' settings and users' self-reported preferences. But there has been no study to actually implement those techniques and to see how it works to helping real Android users to configure their privacy settings. So in this paper, we actually built such a tool and run the field study to evaluate the effectiveness of this. So in this talk, I'll first talk about how we capture users' diverse preference and build privacy profiles, and then I'll talk about how we utilize those profile information to generate recommendations. And finally, I'll show the results of our field study to evaluate those personalized privacy assistant with real Android users. So the first step before we want to show recommendations is to understand their diverse preference. And before that, we need to collect user settings and user preferences from real Android users. There are two main challenges we want to collect user settings. First one is we want to make it as real as possible. As most of people in this room might know, the privacy settings is a trade-off. Means you need to trade off between the functionality that you can benefit from and also the privacy risks attached to it. And so self-reported preferences, user does not have a consistency with their actual settings. So if we collect some settings from the user, if the settings do not have any real impact on their apps, on their data, then the settings data we got collected are mostly not meaningful enough. So here we want to collect settings from real Android users using their phone as a part of their regular everyday life. So in this case, we have to build a permission manager by our own and run a field study with Android users. And because those permission controls require system-level permission, so we run a field study with rooted Android users. Another challenge on data collection is that most of the cases, users are not actively engaging in permission settings controls. We ran a study 2 years ago, and we ran an analysis of all the users' permission setting history on 4 million Android users. And we found that only 6% of them, are actually engaging into the permission settings, meaning they're playing with the toggles. So in this study, we don't have the luxury to recruit like millions of users. So in this case, we have to find a way to help users, to encourage users to be more engaged in the permission controls. Our group presented a paper at CHI last year about privacy nudges, and then we introduced this idea in our study as well. We have shown that privacy nudges can help motivate users to review their settings, and so in the case is we have, during the study, in a relatively short period of study, we can encourage people to pay more attention and have better awareness, and so that we can get the settings from them more close to their actual preferences. This is a sample user interface, our PPA application. So we build an enhanced permission manager. If you see a snapshot on the left, there's a panel where you can control permission settings. In addition to the traditional permission manager, we also increase their awareness by showing the frequency of use and also the likely purpose of use. For example, here you can see a second item. There's a game drag racing, request your location twice, and the likely purpose is a consumer tracking profile. And on the right side, this is a sample snapshot. We show the daily privacy nudges. Similar but not identical for a privacy CHI study, here we show a nudge once per day. It's about specific permission. For example, here, the screen shows about location data and the apps related to it, and we show the frequency and the purpose information. And we provide fast access for them to go to the settings, to revise the setting and change something if they feel not comfortable with. And in this data collection part, we recruited people from online communities where we can better reach the rooted Android users. And we got 84 rooted Android users finished the study. The study timeline is 2 weeks. And starting from week two, our app will show privacy nudges daily. It's important to notice that in Android KitKat and Lollipop, the permissions are granted by default. So we want to make sure our settings are actually interesting and manually configured by the user. So we monitor during the study and make sure our settings come from the apps that are already run by the user in the foreground. And then after filtering, we got more than 3,000 permission settings. And interesting to see that 80% of them, around 80% of them allows, and around 20% of them are denies. We run the logistic regression to see what are the significant factors that affect user decision. And afterward, we found that most of the app categories and permissions are significant factors that affect user decision of whether granting or denying permission. Purpose information is also reported really important by the participants in the active survey. But because it's a field study, actual field study, we don't always have all the study analysis results on all the apps. So it's not frequently appeared in the study. After we collected the data set of user settings, we want to model the preferences and group like-minded users together to build privacy profiles. And we quantify a user's preference by aggregating their general preference on each specific triple of app category, permission, and purpose. And it's naturally to know that there's a lot of missing values in this tensors. For example, a user will not typically install app from all categories. So we apply the weighted tensor factorization to impute those missing values so that we don't have any bias on each individual dimension. And our classing algorithm, we chose hierarchical classing because it's natural to think of privacy profiles, you don't have a balance or a uniform the population size across each cluster. So hierarchical classing algorithm works straight on this kind of classing tasks. And we optimize our parameters according to the data set. This is a visualization of the profiles we learned from 84 users in the field study. As you can see, the horizontal axis is about the permission. For example, the most left one is location. And the vertical axis is about each individual app category. We grouped all the games in the same category called games. And here you can see the profiles are quite diverse. And for example, the profile 3 people, they're more permissive. You see a lot of green lights there. And profile 4 people, they're more protective. And profile 5, those advanced users, they want to deny mostly for contact lists, messages, and phone call logs. And after we learn those profiles, actually we can categorize users' diverse preferences into different profiles. And how can we utilize this information to help a new user on configuring the permission settings? And for new user, first we need to capture their preferences and estimate which profile they're in. And then we provide recommendation based on the profile membership. In this study, we designed an interactive dialogue that can capture users' preferences and assign them to a profile. For example, here, for each new user, our app asks up to 5 questions to capture their preferences. The questions are actually picked so that we can have maximum information gain on the user's preference on this. There are generally three type of different type of questions. First one is category specific. For example, if you see the snapshot on the right, we ask them their general preference on a specific category of apps accessing a specific permission. For example, here, on those apps installed by a user, we ask them, in general, are you okay with this category travel and local apps accessing the permission location? And also we ask them about questions, do you generally allow this permission to be accessed for a specific purpose? And also generally overall, do you feel okay about granting a certain permission? And we want those questions to be context specific. For example, if a user never installed any like sports app before, it doesn't make sense to suddenly ask the user, do you allow this sports app to access location or not? So you want those questions to be chosen by optimizing the decision tree dynamically according to only the apps that install on user's device. And after we got the estimated proof of membership, they actually provide recommendations. And we can formulate the recommendation task as a classification problem. For incoming new user, for a specific app and permission request, the classifier will estimate whether the user will need to allow this or deny this permission request. And our classifier training, we take the features such as profile membership, app category, permission, and the purposes of the permission request into consideration. And to note again, that in Android KitKat and Lollipop, the default choice is allow. So in this classifier, only show the user final results of the items that recommend them to deny. And we optimize our classifier based on the data set we collected from 84 users with a tenfold cross-validation. And this is a sample user interface where we show the recommendation to the user. This is a big design space. You have a lot of design choices you can make on how you're going to deliver the result to show the recommendation to the user. In this study, we decided to make this interface interactive. Means the user can, at any time, to revise our recommendation list and adjust them just by toggling each allow and deny choice to adjust the recommendation to match their own preferences. For example, here, probably the recommender knows that I already want to deny the access to location for social apps, but probably toggle allow for both Facebook and Facebook Messenger temporarily. In addition, user may have wondering why you recommend this to me. So we provide explanation to the user. So user can always click a question mark to check explanation of each recommendation. For example, here, I know, so Snapchat, I denied it because this is a social app access location for functionality and consumer tracking. Yeah, I denied a social app before. And one of Rio's question is, after we designed this personalized privacy assistant tool, and want to know how effective it is for us to provide recommendations, how user respond to our functionality. So we would like to know, do user accept our recommendation? Do user find this recommendation useful? And do they keep our recommendations for a long period of time? And feel comfortable with them? And did our profiles model their preferences accurately? So we did another field study. So we recruited the second set of 72 participants. Also, they used rooted Android devices. And in the treatment group, starting from day 3, we show profile assignment dialogues, and we show recommendations if we found the user in protective profiles. For a control group, we directly give them access to the permission manager to manage them themselves. And after we run the study of 72 users, we found the results actually very encouraging. For the 43 users in the treatment group, 23 participants, after profile membership assignment, we know they're more likely to protect their privacy to for some denied choices, and majority of the recommendations we provided them were accepted. You see the 7% of the recommendations actually accepted. And we want to further make sure if they accepted randomly or they really comfortable with the settings. So during the remaining 6 days, we keep on showing daily privacy nudges to remind them what's going on, what they have agreed with. And the good thing is that only 5% of them actually changed back to allow. Most of the recommendations, participants kept them and didn't regret it. And for the permission denies, it's always better if you can deny the permission access earlier if you do not want it to be granted. So our recommendations also help users to convert their settings more quickly. You see the treatment group, they finished most of their denied settings in the early days and much faster than the Can you hear me now? Okay, yes. Thank you very much. Also find that most of the participants remain the same profile they're assigned to. It means our profile estimation dialog is really accurate in capturing their preferences. And from our exit survey, we found that participants reported they're really comfortable with the recommendation. And they actually tells a lot about how the recommendations help their life. I cited two quotes here. First one say, it would have taken 10 to 20 clicks through menus looking to change the settings, done in one click. And another one is, it's provided with recommendations using your preferences so you can quickly change the settings without having to do much yourself. And that is exactly what we want this app to help. And here, I also want to share you some insights and the discussion about our study results. First is about limitations. In this study, we recruited people using rooted Android devices. It means that those population people are mostly young, male, and tech-savvy. And whether this is a limitation, we also believe that our methodology and results would be extended to a more general population. Though the profiles will be quite different, we need to build profile from that general population as well. And but our methodology and our tool and our results, we expect it to be still valid for general population. Another limitation is about short time length of the study. We're already trying to overcome this by showing daily person nudges to encourage them to have better engagement with the tool. But the longer study might also be interesting because we can see how users' preferences change over time. And from the study, and also from the feedback from the participants, we found that existing permissions are not expressive enough. For example, the app behavior affects user choice a lot. Some apps need some permission necessary to function. And some permissions are used for multiple purposes. For example, this one participant reported, I want to use a feature of the app that requires this permission. And that user accepted our recommendation, but later on changed some permission back to allow. So we really want to encourage the domain permission mechanism to shift from resource-centric control to purpose-centric control. So we'll have a typical use case such as, I want to allow location access only for navigation, or I want to deny context access to all third parties. However, this purpose-centric control is not available today. There's some other considerations. For example, the degree of automation. One may expect that I want to, if we can provide recommendations, we can just provide recommendations and make the settings for the user automatically. However, the degree of automation might affect users' acceptance to the technology. And also for the awareness, we have already provided increased awareness of frequency and purpose information. But it might be also be interesting to also provide user potential impacts of a permission change. For example, how will app functionality change and how privacy will be affected. And our PPA tool has proved to be useful on mobile app permissions. And we expect these PPA techniques could also be applied to support privacy decision making in other domains as well. For example, web browser permission changes and also Internet of Things permission controls. So thank you very much. To wrap up, we presented our personalized privacy assistant. We discussed the three main modules of the app. And also we saw a lot of positive feedback and results from the users. And our enhanced version will be released this summer to the public. So you're welcome to check our website to see the information. And also you can email us to be notified when our enhanced version is published. Thank you very much.
Hey, Ben. Great work. Really like that you combine. I'm Bart from Clemson. Really like that you combine the ease of use of kind of nudges with the ability to still control your settings. So I really like that. And I would love to see it for real. I think you should talk to the folks at Google to see if they can get it done on non-rooted Android phones as well. So I had one question about the categories that you were talking about, because I've been thinking a little bit about categories of recipients, and in this case it's kind of the types of applications, and the categories that Android has in their application store are semantic categories, and they may not be the correct categories for kind of privacy categorization. Just to give you an example, let's say there's a category dating that includes OkCupid, Match.com, but also Tinder, Grindr, Ashley Madison. I'll probably have different preferences for those different applications, right? So maybe one way to improve this would be to go back and look at, like, how can we, based on users' preferences, how can we recategorize the applications that receive these permissions based on users' behaviors that fits better with kind of the variability of privacy settings rather than the semantic categories that they're currently based on. That was just a suggestion, but great work altogether.
Thank you, Mark. I think I agree with Bart that because this study we mainly focus on the user part, means how users react to the apps. And there's also another a lot of research work done on analyzing how app behaves. For example, static analysis, dynamic analysis. I think what we're pointing to is like probably if we can combine the results of the user side and also the app side analysis results, then we can provide a better tool in the future work.
That's a great idea too.
I have one comment and also one question. So I'm in contact with a company who can also change these settings without having root permission. Maybe we'll have a talk later. Would be a great improvement. And I'm wondering, how did you get that purpose information? So for which purpose the data is used by the app?
Okay, this is one lab member in our lab. Her name is Jaliu, and she did work on the analyzing static analysis on app third-party libraries so we can actually know, for example, each app, we can know the third-party libraries and what purpose did each library use for a certain permission. For example, we can see your location data actually be sharing the game app and actually go to a third-party advertising library. So in that case, we can actually know the detailed purpose for each app, means what this permission is used for. So it's actually come from a static analysis report.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Hamza from EPFL. Interesting work indeed. I wanted just to ask you about what extensions do you envision for this personalized privacy assistant? And I'm especially interested to see if you consider extensions which are context dependent. That is, I might not be interested in releasing my location in specific places, or I might not be interested in disclosing specific sections of my data, not all my data to the apps. I don't know if you would consider something like this, or you consider other extensions.
Yes, this is a good point. Context information is always important, and for now, our consideration is it also can increase the complexity of the tool you use. That means the majority of users are not tech savvy. Usually, really not quite easy task for them to specify like context specific rules or context specific preferences. But our lab have already done a lot of work on this. Means, for example, with location sharing, you can read our paper, previous paper on Locatino. And I think for now, the good thing is if we can actually mine preferences from majority of user, a large scale user data set, we'll actually find some frequent patterns of user requests. For example, for yours, I think it's really a frequent pattern. I mean, like three or four participants already talked about this during the study, I think. Yeah, I think you're pointing a good point. So probably we can find some frequent patterns requested by user. We can actually use those, treat those as a use case of the personalized system.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.